Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. We are going to begin our program today by taking a look at tourism here in Wisconsin. Tell you what, if I had my choice of jobs, I love the job I've got, but if I had another job, it'd probably be one where I spent all my time promoting Wisconsin. In fact, that's what Stephanie Klett does. She's Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. She was appointed in January, confirmed in March. It's the latest step in a really long and respected career in the tourism industry in Wisconsin. She's likely best known for her hosting work for 20 years of the Emmy Award-winning program Discover Wisconsin that I really enjoyed watching. So it's great to have her with us by phone today. And certainly if you have questions about the industry itself or maybe some comments on places that you like to go or maybe have some questions about where to go, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post a comment on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Maybe you've got a photo you want to share. Stephanie Klett with us by phone. Stephanie, hi. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Larry, I am so excited to be talking to you. I've been a big fan for a long time, and I love your love of the state. So this is a great honor for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. You are in Three Lakes, Wisconsin, and you got kind of a fun job up there right now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, they put me up at Northern Air.
Oh.
Oh! It is, you know, Northern Air 50 years ago was really the place that Hollywood hung out. So mm-hmm. Bing Crosby stayed here. They have just a long list of famous folks that stayed here. But like many things over decades, it became run down. And so they demolished it and rebuilt it. And so it is gorgeous. But I'm actually here for an event called Clydesdales on Parade. And Three Lakes is one of three cities that towns, I should say, that won the right to have Budweiser's famous Clydesdale come here today. So I'm the parade marshal, and these Clydesdales are arriving at 5 o'clock. I'm telling you, it's like royalty. People are already, they've set up their spots. They bring them in three huge semi-trailers that I guess are just, they're massive. And if it rains, if there is a drop of rain, they don't bring the Clydesdales out.
Oh.
So I said, no matter what, I'm proud to be parade marshal. I will walk through the rain with my sign that says parade marshal through Three Lakes. So they're really excited about this because, like I said, all eight are here, and they'll be delivering beer the old-fashioned way. And even that famous Dalmatian that sits, you know, with the eight Clydesdales on the carriage, the Dalmatian is here as well.
Oh, man. You know, that's why I envy you that job. I mean, it's got to be so much fun to do. I mean, there's a lot of work involved other than being a parade marshal.
Yeah, there is. There is. It's a pretty intense job because marketing the state of Wisconsin is an awesome responsibility. And the last couple years, it was kind of neglected with the marketing budget. And Pure Michigan, and we love our Michigan friends, but they had a $30 million budget last year. Illinois had $48 million. And Wisconsin's marketing budget was $9.9
million.
Yeah. So we really have our work cut out for us. We're going in the right direction. And we have an ad campaign right now that's successful. And so we're headed up.
What are the current campaigns and approaches you're using to market the state?
Well, that's a good question. We are all about effective marketing. So one of the things that we noticed in looking back at the last 15 years of how Wisconsin was promoted is they had some great slogans, but they had too many slogans. And so the question becomes, when you have life so good, stay a little bit longer, live like you mean it, escape to Wisconsin, you're among friends. After all of that, the question is, who are we? Yeah. So what we wanted to do are effective campaign ads that are based on solid research. So we know from Longwoods International, which is the most respected tourism research firm in the world, that the number one travel motivator is fun. People, no matter how they define it, will travel hours if they know they're going to have fun. Number two is rest and relaxation. And that's what the Pure Michigan campaign was based on. So we don't want to copy them. So we don't have a slogan. We are just showing ads. Usually there's not even talking in the ads. It's Wisconsin bands playing in the background, and we have a theme. You know, it's picture the fun. So when you watch the commercial, you watch it and say, I need to be in there. I want what that person is doing, you know, to that great music by Wisconsin bands. I want to be doing that. And so we're having fun with the ads. Our first ad got great applause, and that's because we showed a young couple doing the urban experience in Milwaukee, and they had their picture taken by the bronze faun statue. Well, you see that the person taking their picture at the statue is Henry Winkler. So we're doing a lot of ad spots with a wink and a smile, and so far the response has been excellent.
Oh, that's great. They sound like a lot of fun. What are the biggest challenges and opportunities for the industry right now? I know gas prices have they helped or hurt? I mean, they probably kept people in state.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's not always a bad thing, but as long as they stay under $4. We know that people will still travel. So we've been very fortunate that way. But you're right. That's one of the biggest challenges is that you do all this great marketing now, and all of a sudden the gas prices make it almost impossible to travel. Well, they've stayed under $4. When they do hit $4, we know that people usually then vacation within a 2 to 3 hour drive of their area. So, again, one of the things that I loved from my past with Discover Wisconsin is I was amazed at how many people live in the state their entire life, born, raised, die, and they never scratch the surface with everything our state offers. So sometimes having this problem ends up being a good thing because people discover they don't ever really have to leave our state. I give them permission in February when the weather's so bad, if they need a break, okay, go south, go to Hawaii. But really, the more you travel here, and this is what I love about you, you get addicted, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do. I mean, there's so many great places to see. I pulled off your site, you know, just a list of the events that are taking place. It was like 5 pages single-spaced over like the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
And it's like the fairs and the festivals and the antique shows and the horse sales and the, oh my goodness, German Fest. We'll be going to German Fest this weekend, my wife and I.
I love it. I have some friends that'll be there too, serving up and volunteering.
And so it's there's no way. I've been here pretty much my whole life, and I just looked just to finish the next. It would take me the rest of my life probably to get to a tenth of the events that are going on just in the next few weeks.
It's true. And you know what? I have to do a shameless plug for this event right now because I tell you what, I was there 2 days ago, and I filmed it in the past for Discover Wisconsin many times, but EAA Air Venture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They had, who was the guy from Airplane? Hayes is his last name, Robert Hayes. So he was at EAA. Harrison Ford is there right now. He's going to introduce his movie, Clear and Present Danger, and he's also a big aviation fan. George Lucas from Star Wars is introducing his movies Friday night. When I was there, there were 65 countries represented.
Ah.
And as I toured the ground, it's great because South Africa, they actually have somebody come a week early to set up 130 tents. So when their large group gets there, they're all ready to go. So the world is in Oshkosh. And within the first 2 hours, I met an admiral. I've never met an admiral. And he had flown in from San Diego. And he said, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit overwhelmed. This really is the world's busiest airport for 10 days. Then, and this for me was so special, because years ago, I did a documentary on World War II hero Major Richard Ira Bong from Poplar, Wisconsin, yeah. The ace of aces. And he flew P-38s. Well, I met a pilot from Champaign, Illinois, who flew during World War II over Italy and West Africa, and he was a P-38 pilot, and there he was looking at the plane, very similar to, you know, what he flew, but he also was looking at planes that he had to shoot down, and he became very emotional. So I tell you what, at EAA, you will be educated, you will learn, you will have fun, you'll be touched, and you'll be inspired. They had a car that you can drive yourself to the airport, and then the wings unfold on this car, and it's a plane. I have never seen anything like it, and it's only $279,000.
Oh, I'll run right out and get one.
Right, exactly. So EAA is going on right now, and of course we've got the state fair opening next week, and I love it because they're making two attempts at the Guinness Book of World Records, you know, one for the world's largest cream puff, and the other is requiring 1,000 pounds of cheese to create the world's largest cheese sculpture, you know, and they've got the Elvis, the deep-fried peanut butter cup and banana batter on a stick, and I mean, like you said.
Deep-fried beer, too.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, they have deep-fried beer this year.
Stop it.
There's some sort of noodle-like thing that they're injecting into the beer and then deep-frying it. You didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yes, you can get deep-fried beer.
Well, you know what? That's why I love this state. And we have so much weird and wacky stuff. So that's a whole other topic for you and I to talk about, because one of the things we're working on for the next couple of years is to come out with a, you know, a booklet, like a travel book, but on all the weird and wacky things our state has to do, because I think we're world class in that area.
Well, we have callers on the line. By the way, you can join in if you'd like a question or comment to our guest today, Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Great fun talking with her today about what's going on in our state with the tourism industry. Again, the number 1-800-642-1234. Shoot us an email at talk@wpr.org or go to our Facebook page. You can post there, too, at The Larry Mueller Show. I had an email from Paul in Hudson. We love Door County. We're going in a couple of weeks to camp in Peninsula State Park. It's like having New England in your backyard.
It is.
Yeah.
It's-
We
and
love
five,
it too.
Five state parks in Door County, and Peninsula State Park is either number one or number two, depending on the year, for busiest state parks. They battle it out with, of course, Baraboo and Devil's Lake.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Door County, I actually flew to Cape Cod a few years ago because I'd always heard that Door County's like Cape Cod. And you know what? It is. It really is. And, you know, it's got a fascinating history from the fish boils to Ephraim, which is one of the few dry towns in Wisconsin. So yeah. Family friendly, you can have a fish boil without any alcoholic beverages. But each community brings its own unique flavor. And, of course, you've got the quiet side with Bailey's Harbor, and then you've got the western part that is a little bit more touristy, but in the good way.
Yeah.
You know, and so you can still escape from everything, enjoy the natural beauty in Whitefish Dunes State Park, Pottawatomie State Park, and again, each one is so different from the other. It just makes you proud to be from Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Mike in Oshkosh has a question for you, so let's go to Mike. Mike, hi, thanks for calling.
Yes, and thank you for taking my call. Little background here. I'm an avid camper, getting a little less so as the years have gone by. I'm now 65 and retired, and we just love Peninsula State Park, and we love the biking trails. We love most of Wisconsin state parks. The problem is, as I've gotten older and I've gone out of my tenting into the pop-up camper and now to a larger camper, the Wisconsin state parks don't seem to have nearly as many electrical hookup sites as, say, the Upper Michigan State Parks. Well, mm-hmm. We're heading off to Lake Superior to McLean State Park, and it's another beautiful state park, but it's in another state, but they have a tremendous number of electrical hookups. Is Wisconsin looking at changing that? I had heard a rumor to that effect.
Yeah, you know what? That's an excellent question, and they are looking into that. And the reason they didn't go down that before is, of course, we have WACO, which is the Wisconsin Association of Campground Owners, that offer that. So the state parks were very sensitive to not stepping on the private sector toes. But comments like the one you just made and the request for that are growing so rapidly that they are actually in discussions about that right now. But they need to build that very cautiously and not make it overwhelming, because one of the, you know, things about our state parks that makes them so great is that it really is a place for all to get away from. And so they are actually in talks about that very subject right now. Excellent question.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Talking Wisconsin tourism today with Stephanie Klett, Secretary of our Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Larry Mueller here. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer, on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at Wisconsin Tourism today with the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, Stephanie Klett. Great to have her along, and thank you so much for listening in. Call us with your questions at 800-642-1234, email talk@wpr.org, or go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mehler Show. Stephanie, what are some destinations here in the state that are not as prominent on people's radar, at least, as perhaps they should be?
You know what? Let me give you one right off the bat that I think is so virtually ignored. I love going there for a couple reasons, and that's Lafayette County, Southwest Wisconsin. A lot of folks go to Greene County, or they go to Grant County. Of course, Grant County, the big cities are Platteville and Lancaster, and Greene County, the big city, is Monroe. And, you know, they've got Baumgartner's Cheese Store, and you get your Limburger sandwich in the historic downtown. But going between those two counties, you'll find Lafayette County. First of all, they have Schulzburg, which is so historic.
Yeah.
And, of course, famous for the Schulzburg Cheese Company. But they have something that I think everybody should do. And, again, this is why I love our state. It's called Gravity Hill. And you drive out into the country, and you find you go from one county road to another. And Gravity Hill is only marked by one line of spray paint in this county highway. You put your car in neutral, and then you go up a hill. It's kind of like the old Wonder Spot in Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
And then if you do that, you can go back into town and buy your shirt that says, "I found my thrill on Gravity Hill." But it's got, you know, it's got one of the mining museums, and of course Southwest Wisconsin is how we got our nickname, the Badgers, and the, you know, with the mining. And so you can tour one of the mines and do Gravity Hill, go downtown. They have some wonderful restaurants, and of course they have great cheese sandwiches. And it's just this quaint historic area. And again, this is the last of the unglaciated region that touches into Lafayette County just a bit, so untouched by the glaciers in the western part of the county. And it's just beautiful, and it's inexpensive. I'm a big one where sometimes in the past when I took vacations, I spent too much money. And, no, I really did. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm looking for value. And they have the town of Darlington, which does this huge canoe festival event and race. And so they've got things that are really out of the ordinary. They have an old general store that's very historic, and it's like walking back into time. So Lafayette County is one that I would put on your list as a place to discover out of the ordinary. Another is Marquette County. And Marquette County is 30 miles north of Portage. So if you want to get to Wisconsin Dells or Portage, again, a 30-minute drive. And so you've got all this, you know, great stuff to do that's a little wild and crazy. But Marquette County is a place you go if you want to tube down a river. If you want to learn about John Muir hails from Marquette County. So they have a John Muir Trail that you can hike, and it's a little bit slower paced. They have the Down Home Diners, in fact, one of my favorites in the state. If you haven't been there, please put this on your list of things to discover. In the tiny town of Oxford, they have Maggie May's Cafe. Ah. Maggie May was a gal who didn't discover she could sing until she was 40. And she made a CD kind of as a joke for Christmas for her family. And they said, "Girl, you can really sing." So she owned Maggie May's Cafe, which is connected to a laundromat. And it has like a gravel parking lot. And so I actually had to film it. And I pulled up and said, "Are you kidding me?" And we walk in. It is Down Home Diner at its best. Chocolate, walnut, pecan pie to die for. Cheap, inexpensive. And then she gets up on this tiny stage and sings. And the woman can yodel like nobody's business. And on weekend or once a month, and now she's increasing that throughout the summer, her barn, she has horses, is about 5-10 minutes away from the diner. She does these old-fashioned barn dances. 1,000 people from all over the state come to this. They have great food. They have dancing. I danced with a guy who was probably 84, 85 years old, I think he told me. I danced with a kid who was 12. It is a blast. And you can take a wagon ride around the property. So Marquette County is another one of those places lesser known that I just love.
Oh, it sounds great. I tell you what, Nell in Milwaukee has a comment or question. Nell, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Well, I think probably one of my favorite little teeny tiny places to go is Parfrees Glen in the state. It's just such a It's just such an unusual, special little grove. But it's been closed a lot. And I know after the big flood, it was closed for repairs. Now it's closed again. And I'm curious what the heck's going on with it. I hope it's not being, like, fixed in some, you know, like, you know, cemented in sort of way to make it easier access or whatever. Or is it being sold or what the heck's going on with it? Because I've been wanting to go back there again for the last 2 years almost. And every time I go, it's closed.
Okay.
Yeah, you are right. And Parfrey's Glen is truly an ecological treasure, not just here in Wisconsin, but in the world. In fact, it's been written up many times about the ecosystems. It's got as many ecosystems as just about any place on the planet. So that flood did a lot of damage. And so because it's such an ecological treasure, they treat it with great caution. So what you're experiencing, and again, that's an excellent question, is just our DNR looking out for this treasure. And so I wish that flood didn't happen, because ever since then, there have been some troubles. So they're trying to let everything fix itself naturally. And so as it dries out, as vegetation regrows, they don't want people, you know, through it at certain times. So that's really what you're experiencing. But she brings up a great point. Parfrey's Glen is truly one of Wisconsin's, I think, best treasures.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for calling. Joey in Fond du Lac, turning to you now. Hi, Joey.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, I was just wanting to say that right now I'm in the process of going back to Helena, Montana, where I currently live. But in Montana, there aren't too many people, but there's only 9 disc golf courses. And I know that Wisconsin, I think, has either the 3rd or 5th most disc golf courses in the United States. I believe it has around 300 disc golf courses. And, you know, you can go to Madison, and there's 4 of them there. Stevens Point has 3 of them. I'm from Fond du Lac. We've got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sheboygan's got 2. And, I mean, they're just scattered all throughout, and they're all just beautiful places to play. And, you know, it's just if anybody's a disc golfer, I mean, Wisconsin's probably, like, one of the elite spots to come to in the States to go disc golfing.
You know what? And I've got one for you, because you nailed it. Again, we're in the United States. We are always in the top 5 for places to disc golf, but over the past few years, Highbridge Hills Sports Complex. Now, this is in Highbridge Hills. If you don't know where that is, if you know where Melon and Butternut is on off of Highway 13 as you go towards Ashland and Bayfield, Highbridge Hills Disc Golf hosts the World Championships twice now in the last, I think, 5 years. And
really?
The guy who owns it, his name is John Jokinen. He is addicted to disc golf. So what makes this place so cool is you are in the middle of nowhere. And I got to cover, and it was such a fluke. You know, you have to interview people. Again, this was with Discover Wisconsin. And this guy walks by, and he looked real nice. So I said, hi, can I interview you and follow you around a little bit and learn about disc golf? So he was talking about why this course is so great, the thick forest, because, of course, it's surrounded by the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. And it ended up that this very nice guy from California, and there were teams from all over the world, from Italy, from Australia, from Canada, you name it, the guy I followed around won the World Disc Championship. And so if you want an adventure and a road trip, go to Highbridge Hills. You're going to feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, but I tell you, you'll have heat and you will have bugs, but you will have a challenging, beautifully manicured course in the middle of a national forest.
Thank you. I'm going to be sure to put that on my list.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Joey. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. We have an email, lots of callers too, but we have an email from Marcia in Madison, and who loves your enthusiasm, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Marcia.
And they've recently started camping. They love Peninsula State Park, but they're looking for family-friendly campgrounds within about an hour of Madison, I guess, that are fairly inexpensive. Camping with some amenities, maybe a shower and maybe swimming. We're also looking for free or nearly free things to do within an hour of the middle of the Madison area.
Mm-hmm.
And she wonders if there's a bulletin or website that's easy to navigate through to find some of these things.
You know what? I would recommend that she goes to WACO, the Wisconsin Association of Campground Owners, And just Google that website, and it lists all the campgrounds. It lists their amenities. It has pictures of everything, because there really are so many. And again, Lafayette County, that little sleeper where I told you the fun three things to do, I would throw that in there, you know, being an hour away from Madison. But I think going to Waco would be your best bet for looking for family-friendly. And I tell you, I was just in Merrimack for the first time visiting campgrounds, and I took the ferry, and they had two campgrounds that blew my mind with all there is to do for kids, from different games that they play. They had a pond you can fish in with a little water fountain. You can do the water balloon fights. They had all these activities, and I was shocked. Went to one in Warrens. Now, that's a little bit farther from the Madison area, about an hour and a half, I believe. But Warrens has some great campgrounds. Jellystone was one of them. And again, I mean, that I felt like I was more in the Caribbean with a party atmosphere. They have a huge pool, and they have the water slides. It was just a blast. They had the music playing outside that was kind of Caribbean. So go to Waco, and you will see all the campgrounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Judith was listening in and just posted on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show the link to the Wisconsin Campgrounds Association. So
great, thank
Waco.
You.
Yeah, so we've got that. Patricia in Stevens Point says we're staying in state for vacation this summer. Never been to Bayfield area or Lake Superior. Oh man, Superior. What are your suggestions for that area? Well, what a place to go. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Larry, I'm not supposed to have a favorite. Bayfield and the Apostle Islands, if you are living in the state right now and you have never been there, put it on your list of things to do. They're the crown jewels. First of all, when you go to Bayfield, you can take a ferry boat across to Madeline Island. There are 22 islands at the top of our state. It is a national island lakeshore. And a lot of times we think, Wisconsin doesn't have any national parks. This is our national park. It's run by a National Park Service. And you can go sea kayaking. And the first time I did that, I'm not super adventurous. I like adventure. But, you know, there's thrill seekers out there. I was terrified of sea kayaking because Lake Superior really is a sea.
Yeah.
But at sunset, you can do it, and the water is calm. And I was inside these caves that gurgle. And when the sun is setting, it makes them glow red. And so I was in this cave, and I came out. It's glowing red. The sun is setting, and the full moon was up. And I thought, I don't even feel like I'm in Wisconsin. It's like you're transported to somewhere else, and you don't know where you are. And, of course, they have Big Top Chautauqua, the Carnegie Halls of the Outdoors, 10-show radio. So you go to this tent at the base of Mount Asheville Bay. It seats 900 people, and they have some of the best musical acts in the world playing in Bayfield. They have some of the neatest restaurants and accommodations, like the Old Rittenhouse Inn, which wins bed and breakfast and inn year after year after year.
Stayed there many times.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah.
And, you know, don't you love, I mean, you never have to leave there because your breakfast is a three-course meal. Your dinner is a six- or seven-course meal. And they do special wine weekend events and wassail dinners. And then you've got a restaurant. Of course, they're also famous. A lot of restaurants serve them. The whitefish livers.
Yep.
They are so delicious. Now, there's nothing good about them. You know, they are so bad for you, but they are delicious. And on Madeline Island, they have one of the coolest bars in America, just ranked in the top five, Tom's Burned Down Cafe. You know, a fire burned it down, and because of the ordinance, they couldn't rebuild or tear down. So, again, it's kind of a tent, but a deck, and they have tiki torches. You can bring your dog and have a drink and watch the best northern lights. I stayed in Alaska for a week. I saw better northern lights in Bayfield than in Alaska.
Oh, man. Well, so, you know, I tell you what, Philip's got, from Shawamigan Bay, has something that relates to that email. Philip, hi.
Hi. Glad to be on your radio show.
Thank you.
Hi, Stephanie.
Oh, my gosh. It's Phil Anich from Big Top Chautauqua. I recognize that voice.
I suppose.
Hi, Phil.
Thanks for the opportunity to make a plug. I just wanted to mention, thank you so much for talking about Big Top Chautauqua. We are now celebrating our 25th anniversary season, and I just wanted to mention that. And, of course, 18 years on Wisconsin Public Radio with our 10th show radio program.
You got it. You guys
doing a fabulous job here.
You guys are really one of the cultural gems of this state. In fact, Larry, I was there about a month ago presenting them a commendation from the governor, recognizing this summer as the summer of Big Top Chautauqua, because that small group between Ashland, Washburn, and Bayfield has garnered our state so much national and international attention. And truly, the folks that perform there are real artists. They are just aficionados at what they do. And the sun sets, you can grab a beer or a brat, and you're just going to hear this incredible music. So I can't speak highly enough about Big Top Chautauqua.
So Patricia and Stevens Point, if you're headed toward the Bayfield area, you better hit Big Top Chautauqua.
And eat the whitefish livers.
You can find us at bigtop.org.
Bigtop.org. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you very much. See you, Steph.
You bet.
Oh, boy, that was great to hear from Phil. Steve in Appleton, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I got a couple questions, but, you know, I wanted to comment on that. You're talking about Mellon and Bayfield. My wife and I and family were over at Copper Falls State Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful there.
Oh, that is just a gorgeous park, and that walk along the river there is incredible. You don't, like you said, you don't know you're in Wisconsin when you walk along that. Just
you know what? That was one of the first state parks that I ever filmed, and where Brownstone Falls and the other falls meet, I literally gasped. It was
isn't that incredible?
It is. It's so beautiful. That's another one that everybody should do. In fact, if you're going to Bayfield and the Apostle Islands, that's a great stop because it's in Mellon and Butternut.
And it is also something you could stay there and just take a trip up there, too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
If you wanted to. You know, and we didn't get up there. We had been up to the Apostle Islands, you know, in a previous trip, but there was just so much to do around there. It was just great. We just hung out there. A question for you. You know, driving up there, you know, you see the timber. It's not, you would expect maybe a taller virgin timber. Is it because of the logging? It just doesn't seem as grown as it should be, you understand?
Oh, sure. That's, in fact, that whole area, you know, was huge in logging. So, you know, it's regrowing, but you're right. You would kind of expect, you know, more like Northwoods and Eagle River with kind of a thicker trees, taller trees.
Yeah.
But it's regrowth. They've been very good at replanting. But, no, it's a smaller growth, to be sure. That's a great observation.
Yeah.
Interesting. So the other question, we also like to we love the Wisconsin State Parks. They're incredible. It's just something that we just love to do. One of the things, though, is when they went over to Reserve America, it's always been a challenge. You have to get on there to get an electric site. I understand that other gentleman. You have to be on there 11 months in advance.
Yeah,
exactly. When you get on there, you'll be. We've had it where that day, she'll do it on a Wednesday. Every site is booked.
Right.
And we think that people are taking and reserving sites way, you know, 2 or 3 weeks is the max it can do, and they're all locked up. And have they looked at that to open it up more for others?
You know, I'm so glad that you bring that up because our Wisconsin State Parks are actually run by the Department of Natural Resources. But, of course, they're huge for tourism. And you are not the first, second, or third person to bring that up to me. So in about 3 weeks, I have a meeting with Secretary Kathy Stepp. And that's actually on my agenda to discuss with her because they fall under her department. But you're right. Because of that system, people are booking it up so quickly, and it's hard to have access for all. So I will take that question to her directly in less than 3 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it. Terry in Madison. We go to you now. Hi, Terry. Whoop, we lost Terry. I tell you what, she had a question, I believe, that relates to an email that we got. So let's go to that. An email from Doreen. She would like to hear how the tourism department is affected by the dissolving of the arts board and the folding of its remaining employees into the tourism department. What sort of effects will that have?
Well, first of all, it wasn't dissolved. They did take a tremendous cut, though. Huge. And if you know anything about me, I'm a massive arts supporter. Been collecting and meeting and interviewing artists in this state for 20 years. So it was very, very turbulent with folks that said, arts, you know, government's about necessary service. Why do we have the arts at all? And other folks saying, are you kidding me? Arts are what life is all about. So they took a 73% cut. They went from 10 folks to 4. And they became part of the Department of Tourism. But here's what we've done. First of all, right away I got to hire one of the people back for our department and to be, because we had an opening. So that was five of the people. And then one gal was close to retirement, 6 months away. Well, we had a limited term employee position open. And she's perfect for this transitory part that we're going through. So that's 6 out of 10. Also, we have at the Department of Tourism what's called a GEM grant, Joint Effort Marketing. The last 10 grants that we have handed out were all for arts-related events, festivals, or programs. So I'm working with George Sugros, who you talk about, a Renaissance man, is in charge of Wisconsin Arts Board. And he and I and my Deputy Secretary Dave Fannell have been working on all of these programs to really make sure that, one, even though they fall under tourism, they're their own unique entity. And we're doing things like this. They were in a different building than us. I said, George, if you move with us, you've got free rent. So the next 4 years, you're saving $200,000. So that cut, that money's coming back to you. So I tell you what, Larry, we are doing everything possible to make this merger as beneficial for them as, you know, as can be.
Oh, excellent. Well, we have Jeannie, owner of Crystal Caves, reminding us not to forget Wisconsin's underground. We have two great caves, Cave of the Mounds and Blue Mounds, and Crystal Cave in Spring Valley between Eau Claire and St. Paul, Minnesota. Great ways to see some amazing cave formations and learn about Wisconsin geology. My daughter and I were at Cave of the Mounds. I think it was the day that it was 98 degrees outside, and we were there, and it was 50 degrees, as Jeannie points out, in both of the caves, with lots of picnic facilities and so forth.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what I love in the summer. If you want a cool day, the caves are always like 50 to 55 degrees. But I have one more for the spelunkers out there, and that is in Calumet County, of course, on the east side of Lake Winnebago. In Chilton, they have the Ledgeview Nature Center. And I tell you what, this is real caving, where you're going to get dirty, messy, and you actually have to, they have an interpretive center, go through this little hole to see if you can fit or that if you're not going to be claustrophobic and freak out. So I barely fit. My videographer didn't. So I was like, oh, well, if you can't paint me, I don't have to do it. But I did it. And I'm telling you what, I'm not one for panic, but I was in that hole and it was muddy and slippery and I was kind of stuck. So if you want a real caving adventure, that's another great one. Ledgeview Nature Center in Chilton to put on your list.
Well, here we are about out of time, Stephanie, but I do want to close with this email from Teresa, who said, I worked as a videographer for Discover Wisconsin in the late 90s and spent time working and playing with Stephanie Klett. We, as Wisconsinites, are fortunate to have such a talented and enthusiastic woman representing our great state.
What a nice thing to say, and I tell you what, you don't see too many female videographers schlepping that equipment around, so she was a woman before her time and really did a great job capturing the essence of our state.
Well, Stephanie, it's so much fun talking with you. Will you come back and be with us again?
Larry, I would love to, and it's just been a big thrill talking to you.
Thank you so much. Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. I don't think there's anybody with more enthusiasm for the state and what we have to offer, and I'm sure you heard it in her voice. And I tell you what, it's great to have her with us today. And she will be back, and we'll do this again. You know, when you're going on vacation, a lot of times there's a lot of photography and a lot of pictures taken and some videos taken, and a lot of times those wind up on our social media sites like Facebook. And speaking of that, Don Stanley, faculty associate in life sciences communication, where I teach, by the way, he teaches social media and web courses. He also owns 3 Rhino Media. It's a social web and strategy business. He's our guest next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.